Christmas is 6 days away, and to help those of you who are looking for some final hour gift suggestions, I've invited Mac guru Joel Brovelite and Lemonly CEO and Nine Clouds Bro founder John T. Meyer to join the program with some tech gadget gift ideas. You hear them regularly on Tech Radio with the Computer Guys every other Friday. And Joel and John, thanks for joining us on a Thursday.
You bet. It's fun to be here on a Thursday. I feel like it's the weekend tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you got another day to...
If I'm on the radio, I think it's Friday.
Exactly.
So that means I don't have to work tomorrow, right?
Well, you don't have to. I won't make you work.
We'll blame it on Carl.
Yeah, blame it on me. Well, compared to last year, we did this last year. We talked about upcoming last-minute gift ideas with high-tech things. Are there? How does this year compare to last year? Are we still kind of the same sort of things, or have there been some new things that have come along?
Definitely there's new things because it's tech, so of course there's new things. I think there's a lot of the similar things that there were last year, but
yeah,
there's just a lot more. And the prices have come down, I think, on certain things, and lots more selection.
I don't think you're seeing
tablets.
Any game-changing device that just didn't exist in the marketplace.
There's a few.
An evolution of tablets, an evolution of gaming consoles, things like that.
Absolutely.
So they're just getting better. There's more things you can do with these as they evolve.
Yes, yeah. Moore's Law is in effect. So every year, every 18 months, things get cheaper and faster, and that's definitely true this year.
Well, let's just start off with some things that have really caught your attention that you think might be good last-minute gifts, Joel.
Well, you know, I think the number one gift I think people are asking for last year and this year would probably be a tablet, and primarily maybe the iPad. This is certainly still the most popular, although not quite as popular. In my recommendation, I'd probably say, if you're looking at a cheaper tablet and you want to get one, I'd probably kick in $100 extra, put you at about $300, and you can get the iPad mini, which I think for the money is probably the best tablet on the market. You will use it all the time.
I think the thing you need to think of for the person you're giving the gift to is what do they already have and how are they going to use this tablet? You know, I think if I had a job where I could leave my work computer at work and I could leave work at work, which I can as an entrepreneur, you can have an iPad Air, and that can be your life. You don't need anything
else.
The iPad Air is an incredible, high-powered machine.
Yeah, my wife has basically replaced her home computer with an iPad and a little keyboard. And you know, sometimes they can be hard to find. I know for a fact in Sioux Falls that Mac Pros has them in stock. I know Best Buy has certain models of that $299 in stock.
But then I was going to say, if you're like Joel and I, where you still probably carry around a laptop, then I really like the Mini as kind of a supplemental piece.
For sure,
you know, on a weekend trip. Leave your computer at home, or
it's so small. Yeah.
Running out to a meeting, bring your mini. It's great.
Absolutely.
So, what are people usually using the tablet for? Is it to get media? It's more to consume than to create.
I think that's where I differentiate a tablet to a computer is creation versus consumption. I think on tablets
or research. You know, you might be the kind of person that want to look some prices up on something.
You might be writing some emails on a tablet, but you're going to be probably watching Netflix. You know, Googling, shopping, playing games, apps.
Yeah, kind of everything. You know, quieting your kid in the doctor's office. That's a.
But you're not going to be writing a research paper.
Yeah.
You know, unless
you
maybe have like the keyboard accessory.
Yeah, for
or
sure.
Something.
Yeah, and that's another thing. If you're buying for somebody who already has maybe a tablet or something, you can find out what they have, and maybe you can accessorize a bit for them, buy them a keyboard.
Yeah.
A really nice option is a case. I was going to mention that, you know, even if you don't want to buy something, there are lots of plans on like Pinterest to make a case for somebody that maybe carries an iPad. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, but you want to make a last minute gift, you know, instead of making another sweater or something like that, you can make a case for somebody.
This is something that I've seen a lot lately. The little devices that you use to put what you have on the web on your television, like the Roku, the Apple boxes, those sorts of things.
Yeah, there's lots of those. John, I think just purchased one recently.
Yesterday I was at Best Buy. I already own this one, but I got the Google Chromecast, which would be the cheapest one in the flight. Kind of that's a $35 at Best Buy right now. It was $29. I bought it yesterday. And hopefully not too many of my relatives are listening, but this weekend we're doing a $25 White Elephant gift exchange. I'm that guy who went a little bit above, but
just
only $4 more. So I bought the Chromecast, which all you need in the back of your computer is the HDMI. You plug that in, and then you need to whatever you're browsing on a tablet or a laptop in the Chrome browser, and then it'll just send it to your it'll just send it right to your TV. It's pretty slick.
So you have to use the Chrome?
You have to use Google Chrome as your browser.
Yep, and it could be on a computer, Mac or PC, or any tablet that would use Chrome, such as an iPad.
And I use it not just for home television or movie viewing, but meetings. You know, sometimes you go to someone else's office and it's just a hassle trying to connect to their system or use their computer. So I just snap that Chromecast in the back of their TV.
So that's on the low end on price range, not necessarily low end on features. There's lots of other options like the Roku, which is its own company. It's not a giant, an Apple or a Google making it, but they're very popular. And if you want to buy something inexpensive, starting at around $39, they have different models up to $100. And that is a great front for the internet or for internet media, whether it's radio or video. I kind of like to compare it to the old, if you remember, web TV back when that was popular. So it's kind of like that, but on steroids. And they're very easy to use, easy to plug in, almost as easy as the Chromecast, but doesn't require a standalone computer. So if you want to buy
Roku
it for somebody who...
become the device that helps people get rid of their cable.
Absolutely.
You can watch
thousands of hours worth of content for free if you get the Roku.
How much a difference is there with the low end things, the Google Chrome, with then getting up to the $100? Is there what can you do with the higher end models?
It's almost exclusively just quality of video, especially when you're talking about the Roku. As you get more expensive in those, you get higher quality video. Throw out numbers like 1080i, 1080p, things like that. That doesn't matter. If you're buying it for somebody, I think you can get any one of them and they're going to do great. The Chromecast is actually there's only one version of that. So
Apple's version is Apple TV, runs at $99.
Yeah, and if you're buying for somebody that certainly is in the Apple ecosphere, has an iPad or a Mac or an iPhone, the Apple TV is, I think, a great purchase. It does a lot of things the Roku does. One of the things it does that I don't think any other does, it allows you to stream your audio and video from any of your devices to that. So it's a great link from your iOS devices, your Macs, to that device. And it will also allow you to stream into multiple rooms, which none of the others will do. So you can run audio to both of your TVs from one device, which I like a lot.
Yeah.
What about in the gaming department? John, I think I heard you say that we're coming down toward, before we got on the air, that we're coming towards the end of the console game.
Well, this is an opinion of
just
mine.
Opinion.
This fall, Sony came out with PlayStation 4 and Microsoft came out with Xbox One, obviously very timely for the holiday season. I was at Best Buy yesterday. I think they might have had maybe one or two Xbox Ones on demand. So I know those are pretty hot. But I'm thinking of what we grew up with, the Super Nintendo or the Nintendo 64, these $200-$300, I think now they're sometimes $400 consoles. I don't think we're going to see another generation of these because they come around about every 5 years. And so I'm thinking of, in 2019, are we going to see Xbox Two?
Yeah, I think maybe we'll see one last bump on those. Not that it's not a great purchase, but if somebody you're buying a console for, they've already told you, hey, I want to buy this. There are probably very few people out there that you would surprise with an Xbox One, and they're going to want it.
Well, it's not that the gadgets aren't good. It's just that the way we play games is changing.
Yeah, definitely.
So the devices we just described in the earlier, iPads, you can play all those games there.
Yeah,
and you can play online against your friends.
As far as a last-minute gift, I think your best bet is one of those set-top boxes we talked about. You were talking about a new... gaming device that's
new console
won't break
that
the budget.
I believe it started on Kickstarter originally, and it's spelled Ouya, and we had to Google it. It's Ouya or Ouya, we're not sure, but Ouya, and it's a $99 console, and I believe it's an open source where there's...
Yeah, I think you can buy it at Best Buy.
Tons of games you can play, and you can actually try the games for free, which is a new model. We're used to you buy the console, and then you buy the $50 game.
Right, totally.
So you can download them and try them for free and then decide what you want to buy. So that's an interesting $99 console. It's new to the market, so reviews are early. But
for sure.
Other cool ideas before we run out of time here?
Since we're talking games, I haven't had my hands on one yet, although I'm going to on Saturday. And you can only get this online, but Anki Drive, you can go to AnkiDrive.com, A-N-K-I Drive. Or just Google Anki. It's been on the Ellen Show the past couple of days. It is basically a you know, the 21st century slot car set. You basically get an 8-foot vinyl mat, you roll it out, and you get these robot cars that drive themselves around it, and you can control weapons and fire and shoot things at them. It's amazing. You watch the video, and very reasonable for kind of a premier toy you might get for an adult or a child, $200.
At first, I was like, I wish I knew a 12-year-old boy, and then I was like, wait a minute, I can be a 12-year-old
boy. I am a 12-year-old boy.
It's a 12-year-old boy in all of this.
That's right.
You know, to go off of maybe entertainment tech, we mentioned this on the show on Friday, you know, Nest makes some really great products. Last year, I got my dad the Nest thermostat, which is the smart thermostat. That runs $250. You wouldn't think you'd spend that kind of money on a thermostat, but it's a really incredible device. You save on your energy bill. You can turn the heat on or off remotely from your phone.
And their new product is a smoke detector, smoke and carbon monoxide
called
detector.
Called Nest Protect, I believe, $199.
Yeah, $129,
okay, it's a little better. So making household appliances a little bit smarter, a little cooler. And the last thing I wanted to throw out, when you talk last minute, I believe yesterday was the last day to order Amazon in regular shipping. But what I was going to say is Amazon Prime, which is an incredible yearly membership of about $80. If you sign up, right, they always give you a 30-day trial. So you could sign up for Amazon Prime today, which means 2 days free shipping. And then you have your gifts by
Christmas.
You'll
get it Monday, yep.
And you could cancel.
Yeah, today kind of is your last day for shipping, for kind of regular shipping. So I'll bet the internet lines are going to be full tonight.
But I'd use Amazon Prime as kind of a hack or a workaround.
Yeah, for sure.
But as far as just going out and going to retail stores, there's no problem there. You can
not at all.
Maybe try them out.
Yeah, here's my last 1 minute thing. If you're looking to buy tech for somebody, a good set of headphones is a solid buy. There's these Moshi headphones, which range in price from $30 to $200. They're kind of a competitor to the Beats. You can buy those in town. Again, I know Mac Pros has those in stock. I'm not sure who else has them. They come in lots of different colors, lots of different levels. Anybody can use a good set of headphones.
For what, gaming, music?
Well, yeah,
everything,
if you
want to
listen.
Watching.
My wife uses them when she wants to watch Breaking Bad while I'm around, so I don't have to get caught up on it.
And ruin it, or you're behind.
Well, it's not my kind of thing, so it's too scary for me, so I don't want to watch it. But or your kid in the car or at the restaurant, or you listening to music, working in the yard, a good set of headphones is always useful.
Now, how do you make sure that you've got something that a recipient would like to use? With particularly when you're talking about the higher-end gifts, you really have to know the person, what they've got, what sort of operating system they use.
Well, my recommendation is if there's at all a question and you're planning on spending $300, unless it's like an iPad mini, which everyone in the world would use one or two of, in my opinion. I would be very careful in buying expensive tech for anybody that you don't know specifically that they want that.
Well, and often you can return. It's just with Apple, don't maybe engrave their name on the back do things like that. So, you're usually pretty safe to return. But, yeah, it's good to ask little questions and maybe little probing questions that won't give it away.
Hit up the brother and sister or the mom or dad.
How do you use your tech right now? What's their oldest piece of tech? It's kind of crazy that we say this, but if you have a tablet that's 2 years old, that's
ancient. That's a really good call. If they already have an iPad, buying them a new iPad might be a pretty solid buy because, that you already know they use it. That's a good thought. Hadn't thought of that, John.
And finally, the gifts around $25 or under, maybe the white elephant gifts you mentioned, the Google Chrome, which is
Chromecast,
a few dollars above that. But,
yep. And then the one thing I really like is I like less stuff. Less is more to me. And so there are a lot of great gifts around that $20-$25 level that you can give as subscription gifts. So I love audible.com, which is a website that lets you download and listen to audiobooks. So I use that. I drive when I'm in the car, I listen to audiobooks. A membership starts at, I think, about $25 or $30 for 3 months. And then that gives the user an audiobook each month. Gift cards. I know stocking stuffers, Amazon or Apple, iTunes or Amazon gift cards, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, and with that, I would, subscription, I'm totally with John, buy them 1 or 2 months of Hulu or
Netflix,
which is a streaming audio service, or Netflix. That can be $16, $20. And, you know, that might save them a bill for a couple months. They probably already do it. If they don't, they can try it out. No strings attached.
Maybe you meant, you said audio, maybe like Spotify.
Audio or video, yeah, you could do Spotify. Yeah, so under that 25, I think gift cards and subscription services are your best bet, unless you, you know, headphones.
And I think even these tech companies have recognized that, and now you can even go to Hy-Vee and you can get gift cards for, you know, Spotify and Amazon.
Facebook games.
So, like, you still want to kind of have them open something or reach into the stocking and grab something. So they have these little plastic cards that look like credit cards.
Yeah, yeah. An iTunes card will always get used. It doesn't matter what it is. So you
can't go wrong.
If you have that nephew or niece and you're not sure, like, you're safe bet.
Yeah, all right. Well, John, Joel, thanks so much for joining the program today.
Thank you.
Matt Guru, Joel Brovelite, and Lemon League CEO and Nine Clouds co-founder John T. Meyer are regulars on Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. You can hear that every other Friday on SDPB Radio. And for those of you who get high-tech gadgets for Christmas and have some questions, Computer Guys will be here to answer them Friday after Christmas, December 27th. Is that correct? Great.